Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, May 5th, 2022. For those culturally in tune, Cinco de Mayo, right? The obligatory nod to that. I got a special treat for you today. Steve Quayle is off today. Normally, he appears on Thursday. We're going to be working on something next week. It's going to blow your socks off. And I'm going to leave it there, okay? But I guarantee you, you're going to want to tune in next Thursday. But having said that, even more importantly, today, of course, I've got a very special guest. You know him, Randy Taylor from Hagman Report. Now, he's been off because he's been ill, and he's with me now, and from an undisclosed bunker fortified location, but he's with me. And he's had his health challenges, but I'll tell you what, he's back, and he's getting back, I should say, and he's kind of in fighting spirit. So with that, Randy Taylor, how are you?
I am here today, sir. Hanging in there. Yeah. Hanging in there. Just every day above ground is a good day.
Every day above ground. Yeah. Well, it's good to see you. And a lot of people have been asking, a lot of people have been asking about you and such.
Making sure you're okay. Lots of email. Just the incredible support, the prayers.
Yep.
Folks, without the prayers, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today. I've been at death's door two times for sure since the first of the year, almost a third time. And it just, the hits just kept coming. But, Hey, you know what? When you're doing the Lord's work, sometimes the devil has to work overtime to try and take you down. I would have figured he would have given up by now, but old boy just keeps coming back for more.
Yep.
So I beat on him for a little while, sent him home for a bit. We'll see what happens. But you'll notice I'm not as big as I used to be. I'm down about 30 pounds. So that's the Randy Taylor weight loss program. If you want any details, please, for 1995. No.
Not the year. That's the cost. And I guarantee you don't want to do that program.
It's a tough route, folks. But,
amazing. But the reason I think that the reason to take a pause for a moment and to think about this is I really think in the larger scheme of things, each one of us was put here for a job. We got a job to do, right?
Yes, sir.
And if God's not done with us or we haven't done our job yet, completed our task, then we're not getting out of here.
And that's the way it is. The job is not done.
That's right.
I don't think that our destinies have been fulfilled. I certainly know that we haven't solved the problems that we need to solve before we turn this world over to our kids and our grandchildren. I've challenged the devil openly, and of course he responds. But you know what? I got the Lord on my side. Every time I packed my bag and left the hospital, I was like, you know what? I'm back in the fight. I'm back in it again. I thank you to the listeners. I just want to mention a few people here, if I may.
Sure.
Doug, my best friend, Doug Hagman, of course. Just amazing knowing that you have these people here and then the prayers. I want to say hello to, these are people that have been emailing me almost every day, or at least once a week to check on me. I have not lost faith in me. I have not lost faith in the Lord that he's bringing me back. My friend Adam, I want to throw out a special thanks to Deb B. Doug,
yep.
You know her.
Yep, I do.
Incredible person, incredible patriot, her support. When I was feeling down, she just knows the right email to send to pick you back up and get you going again. Deb K. as another person, Howard, MLK, Peter Chalka.
Oh, yeah, Peter.
Folks, you know Peter. Peter hits me on Twitter just to see how I'm doing. That nice, super guy, very knowledgeable, good patriot, good man. Just a good man.
He is.
I hope he always does well. there's a lady out there named Maria Kay, and I just want you folks to know she sends me the most beautiful songs.
I'll tell you what, she is just a wonderful, wonderful.
You got lady. It. To pick up your spirits, it's like she knows exactly what's hurting, and she sends you a beautiful song. And in the middle of all that, that's nice. My boy, Jake, S. Jake, okay, James T., Jeff Brooks, these are a couple guys from Twitter. And let me tell you, without these guys, I probably wouldn't have any followers. Okay, because any remotely random thing that I post, these guys grab it and go. They check on me health wise. They literally, every day, and these are the people that just are very important to me. There's two names out there. Frogs Are Cool and Odessa Shepherd off of Twitter. I don't know your real names. Don't need to know your real names. I just know that you're a godsend, and God bless you. Everybody that's been praying for me, please continue praying. I got a long way to go. My feet are a mess. My kidneys, it's kind of hit and miss with them right now because the antibiotics they gave me, I was on intravenous antibiotics, and they put me into kidney failure.
Yeah.
So the problem's been we're trying to get rid of bone infections and feet infections. And the problem is I have to be very careful about what antibiotics I take or it'll kill me. So, it's been nuts. It's put me back in the hospital a couple of times. Ketoacidosis was one from the infection in the foot.
It's always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, brother. And then the other one was simply sepsis.
Yep.
The infection had gone wild. And these are things that hospitalize you for like 2 weeks at a time, no matter what. And you just lay there and hope that it gets better. It's just been crazy. Everything's crazy. But you know what? I'm on the mend. I'm back with my friends. I'm back with my peeps here. And I want to put out a special thank you to my wife and my daughter.
You've got the most beautiful family. I mean, you really
just. My wife works full time, looks after me, looks after her family.
Yep.
Incredible woman. God put her in my life for a reason.
Yeah. Amen to that. And,
my kid, I feel bad for her because she's having such a hard way watching her dad go through this and almost losing her dad, several times.
And, she's a sweetheart.
She's awesome.
One of the most
Ranger. Let's not forget Ranger.
Ranger. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's the thing that we said about Ranger.
Let me tell you about Ranger. Ranger spots infections before the doctors do.
Yep. Yep.
When the infections start, that dog lets me know that there's an infection. And before I even feel it, know it, or anything, I'll go to the doctor and the dog is dead right.
Yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't even realize he's doing it.
Well, cancer, in addition, dogs are good at picking out cancer infections, like you said.
Would be good. I think he would pick something. He's an amazing animal, and he's the alert system around here. If I go down in the bathroom or anything, or I'm in there heaving my guts up, which has been an everyday thing, he gets barking and gets mom down there so that. Or my daughter know that something's wrong.
I am going to, there's a package that's going to be on its way to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So folks, this is kind of a shameless but important plug. I just want to make for this. This is something that I found. Okay. So here's the deal real quick, because this is a segue, an important segue into, what we're talking about. Look, folks, if you're out there, and you're doing everything right, taking supplements and stuff, which you should be doing to strengthen your immune system. Now, here's something that I found, because I always thought that, okay, you're taking the supplements, but you're not getting rid of the junk that's, in your body. And perhaps you might have done something that you wish you might not have done. And I'm just going to put a period there. You think about that any way you want to think about it, but... So I was looking for something, and this is after my granddaughter got sick, and during your period, Randy Taylor. So I found this. I was talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who said, "Look, you got to get rid of the gunk that's in your body, the heavy metals and stuff." And I said, well, yeah, okay, how do you do that? Because, you know, we've got supplements, but nothing really to cleanse. And I'm not into cleanses. So bottom line, if you go to HagmanReport.com and you click on the link for a Pure Body Extra, and it's really, this is one of many. So again, shameless plug, but important plug, because this stuff works. You'll be amazed at how you feel after you spray this a couple of times in your mouth, a couple of times a day, and it detoxifies your body. So it removes the heavy metals from your body. Again, I can't make any claims. I'm not going to make any claims, except I'm going to claim, and it, rightfully so, that this has made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And that's, if you go to HagmanReport.com, the Touchstone Essentials Pure Body Extra. And here's a cool thing about this. $5 right now. It's until the end of the week. So you only have a day and a half, really, to get this in your package here. You get to subscribe. $5. You can cancel anytime. The first bottle is $5. And then the second best price from thenceforth. But you know what? This stuff really, really works. And I've heard from people who have suffered from, decisions that they made that... And again, you can read between the lines. That helps.
Well, even them. or just normal life.
Yeah, exactly.
We have this habit. Our body picks up these sediments.
Man, I'm telling
and,
you.
And it's because of what we eat, how we eat.
Yep.
And I'm really, really getting into this now. But we have things in here that we have to get rid of, and something yep. like that. Yes. Absolutely.
I look at this, and I was talking to the CEO of this company. This is like a force multiplier. Okay, so you're taking the supplements, but it's like kind of like the B's and C's and all that, and zinc, and they're kind of fighting for theater space. Okay, and this stuff takes out the bad stuff and allows the good stuff to go in. That's kind of the way
it's like a sniper on Overwatch, baby.
There you go. Yeah,
you're down there fighting in the field, and you know what? Thank the good Lord for the snipers. And the A-10s.
And okay, so speaking of which, now let's get into, let's get down to some business. We got to take care of business. First of all, Randy Taylor, again, HagmanReport.com, and you can send, his email is RandyTaylor@HagmanReport.com. It'll be in the program description box, but I'm glad you're with me to go through this. America right now is the speed bump to, and I think you would agree with this, the speed bump to a total globalist takeover. And I think that we have to look at this, what we're seeing, and I think we have to look at the bigger picture and the components that make that bigger picture. America, the last bastion of freedom, is we are a captured operation right now from within, but we are also being invaded from without. So, Randy Taylor, I've got several, and you've got the schedule sheet here or the agenda sheet.
Sure.
We're gonna take this bit by bit. The fact that the people who want to take us down and kill us or enslave us are now openly stating what they're going to do. The fact that we are the enemy, that war has been declared on America First Patriots, whether it's under MAGA or if you remember the old Tea Party and stuff, and you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was a great grassroots movement too.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. And you know, before that, the moral majority and all this, but you know, really what effect has all of this made? And then of course the fact that the Roe v. Wade first draft of the SCOTUS decision was released this week, interesting timing against the news of the 2000 Mules, premiere in theaters. Okay, you have to question why was this first draft released, and you know what's more important, the leak or the decision, and what's the intent here? That's one thing, and the fact that this is overlaid into transhumanism, and you know the big picture here is the satanic influence over this agenda. So I want to start off with this, and we can comment after this. So I've got two. Clips, two video clips. Clip number one, this was recently now, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, and folks, listen carefully and watch carefully. The United Nations announces the Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and UN General Secretary have signed an agreement to accelerate Agenda 2030. And part of Agenda 2030, the components therein, include the Green New Deal, the Build Back Better, which I call Build Back Better, the takedown of the United States as a superpower, and all components thereof. So this is kind of where it starts. And now they're putting you and me on notice. Hey, you know what? We are going to ramp up our efforts. And from this, all other things appear. So watch this. This is about 52 seconds in length. Watch this. And what's that? Clip number one. And watch this and really understand what is being said here. And you've got to understand Agenda 21, Agenda 30 components, and all everything that implies and everything that they want to do. Again, this is the United Nations announcing the World Economic Forum UN agreement to accelerate their efforts to impose upon us and enslave us under this draconian, tyrannical system of global subjugation. And here it is. Clip one.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
Okay, Randy Taylor, what is that? What do you think about that? We're going to ramp up our efforts to enslave you, to impose upon you, the American, the all of the West, all of the free people, our agenda, and subjugate you to what we want you to do. In other words, you're going to own nothing, be happy. You're going to be eating bugs, while we eat filet. We're going to destroy your economy. We're going to do everything in our power to really screw you up. This satanic agenda, what do you think about this?
I think that we've known it's been coming for a long time. As far as it being accelerated, yeah, I would sense a little bit of panic on their part. I'm not sure what the acceleration's about, but I do know that these people are scum. I don't want to be a part of the world anything. Okay.
Yep.
Because everything I see, you know, all we do is get swept up into this massive dustpan and dumped in the garbage with everybody else. No, we're not doing it. I'm not a veteran because I support the United Nations. I didn't go and do anything to help the United Nations. I didn't go to help the world anything. I think that this Claus clown, okay, is a Nazi. Yep. I really do. The more I'm looking at the faces that I'm seeing, I sit there, you know, people have wondered for years, you know, they thought that they destroyed the Third Reich in World War II. And that supposedly Hitler was killed and supposedly this and supposedly that. When we turned around and we found out that the top scientists, many of the top generals, people like that were actually brought back to the United States and went to work for us.
Operation
as a country.
Paperclip. Yep. Yep.
And that doesn't even scratch the surface. Even when something comes out that's classified, and please know this, once they pull the black lines off and hand you the piece of paper, that piece of paper is still already redacted. It was redacted when it was printed. Okay? Then they put black lines on top of that. So you never get the whole truth. Never. I've seen enough top secret documents to tell you never see the whole truth. Okay? This World Economic Forum, Any politician that has that in his resume, run. These people 100%. Are bad. These people are evil. Okay, every now and then I might burp when I'm talking. I apologize. That's part of this problem I'm experiencing with because of the damage the antibiotics did. So I apologize for that ahead of time. It's really embarrassing sometimes.
No.
Anyway.
No worries. The fact that you're here playing her.
Isn't it just a testament to the good Lord is what it is.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, it's amazing to me. I know what you're going through. Okay. Yeah. So thank you for being here, because it's amazing to me. Some people with a third of, or even a tenth of what's, you know, you're going through, would call in sick. But we need to play Hurt, and thank you for doing that.
It's preparation for something. Yep. The young lady that I mentioned earlier, that Deb B, told me that I had to go through it because I had to be ready for the next challenge.
And how she wise. Said she,
I don't know. She said, you're supposed to do something.
Yeah.
The Lord has this charted out, but you had to go through this in order to be prepared for what you're going to face.
And you know, Randy,
either one of us sitting here would lay it on the line for you folks.
Absolutely.
You need to know that. But we have. We will. We'll continue to do so. We'll lay it all on the line for you. I don't care. When I die, I go to see my maker.
That's right. You
know, I'm ready. I'm okay with that. So until then, Mr. Devil, okay, we're going to make the areas that you want to play around in, we're going to make it uncomfortable for you to be there.
Yeah, you can bugger off, because we know we're on a mission from God, yeah. Right? Kind of the Blues Brothers, right?
Yeah, there you go. We're going to have to get the dark glasses, Doug.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? Half tank gas, pack of cigarettes, or whatever it was.
And the people that get mad at me for laughing on the show, you kiss my butt.
Exactly.
Okay? I'm gonna laugh. I'm here.
Exactly.
Life is good.
You know,
the economic form. Let's get back to that.
Yeah.
Because that guy's dangerous.
Well, they're all dangerous. You win.
Trudeau's part of that too.
Exactly. Hey, and speaking of that, didn't he have a faux pas yesterday? Didn't he say something? Because I know that you kind of follow Canadian stuff a little closer than I do.
I bring the channels in. I also have family there, so I get the reports. Whatever makes it to the media in Canada.
Exactly.
That's a big problem. No, I'm not sure. I didn't catch what he did yesterday. I was at a doctor's all day yesterday.
Yeah, I think he had I think he was showing his frustration, and I think he uttered some F word, but I'm not sure exactly what the F word, whether it was or I'm not sure what he did, but it's something unparliamentarian, whatever that means.
But every time they've been pinning his ears back over that Aga Khan trip, you know, where he accepted over a $250,000 worth of vacation from the head of the entire Islamic faith in the world who owns his own island.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's Trudeau's buddy. Yeah. And he thinks it's okay to accept a $250,000 trip. How many years would it take for any of us to see a $250,000? He burns it away on a vacation, but it's okay because we've been friends. Really? He's one of you. Do you know how much business Aga Khan does with the country of Canada?
You can't just write that off. No,
you can't just write that off. And beware, let me tell you something, the conservatives up there are simply liberals wearing conservative suits, because their front runner, I hate to say it, is also a member of the World Economic Forum. So are several of the top players. Rempel, another one to watch. And I don't know if she's part of the World Economic Forum, though, is this Candace Bergen. And these are people that I've all liked for years. Now I have to just simply consider them as possibly the less of all evils. But now I'm looking at it even deeper, and I'm like, I wouldn't even support them. You know what I mean? They're better than Trudeau. Of course, there's dogs walking down the street that are better than Trudeau. But the point is, everybody's tainted. You just look, please dig. And we've always told folks this, dig, dig, dig. Forget the news. Shut that song on off. Dig. Do your own research. Get away from Google. Okay.
That's right.
Google only tells you in a particular country what you are supposed to hear or read. Please understand this. And I've told you how to get around that. Or if you want to see the difference, punch in USA Google, punch in Canada Google, punch in Saudi Arabia, or not Saudi Arabia, UAE Google. Punch those in and read. after you translate, obviously hit the translate button, you will see the same news told differently in different parts of the world, depending what they want you to hear. The Western world is almost uniform with the lies. It's scary.
You know, it is scary. We have to, and it's interesting how our language has evolved to even some of the most staunch conservatives would say, well, you Google this or Google, use Google as a verb. It's not a verb, okay? And the language, the intentional changing of our language is something we have to keep watch on. Yesterday, we were talking about different search engines such as Brave and StartPage and whatever, but Brave seems to be the front runner, and I believe that to be the case. I think we have to use different search engines because the manipulation of the results, especially with Google, Facebook, and I'll tell you what, they are not making this a secret anymore. It's outright disinformation, and it's kind of funny because at the same time that they're upping their game, we have this disinformation governance board that people,
what is the deal with that? Well, I saw that. I'm like, okay, let's just go back in a time machine to 1930s Europe in Nazi land. And hey, Mr. Goebbels, come here. I have an idea. Let's start a truth ministry, something that people can believe in. Yep. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this and I'm going, are they so blatant? Yes, they are. I love the response they got from the senators. The senators, every one of them, pretty much like, oh, you can go blow that out your butt. That, somebody at least saw it. There's no reason for something like, especially sponsored by the DHS, when the DHS can't even tell us the truth about how many people are coming across the border and how they got here. They don't tell you anything that's truth. That DHS secretary is a liar. He is a piece of crap. He is a liar. And to think that he's in charge of the security of the United States makes me sick.
Well, DHS needs to be disbanded. I want to remind you and maybe folks new to the show and listening to the show, I seem to recall right after the formation of the Department of Homeland Security, you and I went on a little sortie, I guess. And we found ourselves at the home of Tom Ridge, who was the first Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. You remember that?
That's a long time back.
Yeah, it was. But
Ridge, God, there's a name out of the past.
Isn't that interesting? Because I had many, many contacts with Tom Ridge when he was here in my hometown with the DA's office, and then when he was elected to office, and his brother as well. I'm kind of well known there, which is exposure. But I remember you and I, we took a little jaunt, and then
we've done a few jaunts, my friend. Some that I wish we had video of.
Yeah, and back then, you couldn't just video from your phone the way you can now, but
remember we had I had a little camera. It was about the size of a credit card, and we'd use to put that thing to work.
High but tech just, back then. Yeah,
that was huge back then. That thing, remember, that thing would actually run a video, that little bitty camera. I was so impressed. I still have it. I pull it out every now and then just to laugh because the iPhone smokes it, but right. I'm just I've spent some good time with that man right there. We have done some cool things. A day that I always remember and I cherish was you, myself, Skip, and Mike.
Yep.
And when we went and did a run, and when that cop pulled up, he pulls up and he sees, if you got a picture, there's Doug. There's me. I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Got Mike in the back wearing damn a suit, okay, and Skip is just Skip. Love Skip.
Yeah, and rest in peace.
We're in a heavily Muslim neighborhood. They've already called us in on the cell phones. Muslims have all the kids on the roof and all. And I remember that cop rolls up. Doug rolls down the window. Cop rolls down the window, and he's very quiet for just a second. He looks in there, and he says, "I don't want to know." Rolls up his window and leaves. I'll never forget that. I'll remember that on my deathbed. That was funny. He just, the look on his face, he's like, I don't want to know.
and you know,
white guys sitting in the neighborhood, you know.
That was a wise decision on his part, because what happened after that, even before that, yeah, you can't make this stuff up. One of these days, we're going to have to go full disclosure.
You're dealing, yes, we're going to do that again. And if you're going to do it with a top-notch investigator like that man right there.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
And
Randy Taylor, just so in case folks are new and don't know, Randy Taylor has been an intelligence asset operative and one of the most effective in that realm back in the day when it was really for patriotic reasons. And
when we were defending a country we could believe in.
Right.
It had a lot of flaws in too, but at least we thought we were on the right track.
I'll never forget the day that you talked to me and you said, I'm done. I said, why? And you said, it's time to leave when you can't differentiate between the good guys and the bad guys.
You don't know who's who anymore. Right. And it was really when you were in a position like I was in, where literally the person on the end of that phone could hold their life in your hands. On how well they could keep their mouth shut, or how well they encrypted
your life in their hands. That's right.
And you think about that.
Yep.
And then when someone comes in, an Obama appointee comes in and says, "Well, if he knows all that, he must be one of them." Yeah,
that's a scary laugh.
Yeah, and your DOD contacts are just like freaking out because they're being pushed to give up your name. And everything about you. And that's why I was also very careful. I never, ever gave the DHS contacts all the information. FBI had it, but, you know, the DOD and DHS were scary. And those were the first departments to become corrupted. That's the sad part. The DHS was first. And DOJ, right with it. They were putting attorneys, known militant-type Muslims with affiliations to militant Muslims, no security clearances, and putting them in charge in the Justice Department of entire sections. I'm sorry. You just put my life on the line.
Yep.
You just painted a target right on my forehead, you know, if you're an intelligence operative, you can't operate like that. You can't do it. You know, I did it with the U.S. government for about 8 years. And one day I just shut the laptop and I told Doug, I said, I can't. I got scared. I had a kid, just had a baby, and I got scared. I really got scared. Here's the scary part. I was more afraid of our government than I was of the enemy.
Exactly. That's very well said.
It made me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach today. The people that I had put my ass on the line for, were turning on me.
And that when you say turning on you, that could have gone a number of different ways. I think back of Phil Haney, who was a whistleblower, and Phil Haney is no longer with us, supposedly committed suicide. And I knew Phil, not well. I mean, not like you and I know each other, but I knew Phil, and I know what he had on his, I know what he always carried with him. I'm not going to get into that. And that was missing when they found his body. And of course it was a suicide, right? It was a suicide.
And I'm going to tell you something, Doug, and people listen, if anything ever happens to Doug, one, you're going to have to claw past me. Okay. But anything ever happens to Doug or happens to me and they say it was a suicide, it's a lie.
Exactly.
Don't you ever, ever in a million years think that something like that's true. And by golly, if it happens to either one of us, folks, I'll tell you right now, feel free to arm up and go to D.C.
Well,
you just got my,
I have no problem with that.
Because we wouldn't kill ourselves. And these people that and Doug has been close to the target and on the target for years.
It scares them.
I know, but I'm not as vocal. I hide more than you do.
Yeah, and better, by the way. I never wanted to hide and seek with anyone.
I'm an international. I'm on the international movement. Okay. Let me tell you something. If I smell them, I get up and go. And remember that sometimes they'll come as people you knew.
And that, okay, you make a really great point, because a lot of people, and I'm not going to get into our detractors because they don't know, and God bless them. I mean, bless their hearts. They don't know what you and I have and others have done, right?
When they want to fight, they don't realize they didn't bring their lunch.
That's true. but you know, this speaks, I think, to everyone watching and listening to this, because, you know, you can say something seemingly so innocuous, but right on target, and you make yourself a target. Folks, understand, we're in a different world today than we were 10 years ago.
And the players are not who you think they are.
That's right.
Let me tell you right now, Putin is not an enemy of Hillary Clinton.
Thank you.
I want you to understand that, people, and I want you to I'm going to throw something out there that just sounds so crazy that it could be true. One, I want everybody to go back, and I want you to look. I've seen a lot of conflict on a battlefield. We've witnessed wars. We've been involved in them. We've seen them. We've witnessed them. We've helped in them, Doug and I both, okay? What happened with Russia going into the Ukraine was about, like, I don't know, we used to, when I was a kid, I was a Cub Scout, and we used to do nighttime raids on the Girl Scouts. You know, when we were out tenting, camping. And Russia didn't hit Ukraine like Russia would have normally hit Ukraine in a real war. Let me explain that. Russia could wipe Ukraine out in 24 hours. Don't think it can't. This is a country that's not afraid of us. You think they're going to be afraid of Ukraine? One, Ukraine's a crime scene. I want you to remember this. A lot was going on down there. And Zelensky knows this stuff. The other ones too. And eventually Russia will find them, hunt them down, and kill them or imprison them. The Ukraine has been a conduit for evil for a lot of years. We know this because of Biden. We know this because of the Pelosi's. Who's a jerk in Montana that says he's a Republican? The Mormon guy.
Oh, Utah, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Romney. His kids do business over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what you have is a crime scene. You have a crime scene.
Thank you, yes.
They're sitting back here, and if everybody, I want you to just go back in your mental register, because nobody's talked about this. Didn't they finally say that Hillary Clinton was guilty of a crime of working with this fusion and then this all this other crap to spy on a sitting president?
Yeah, Durham is.
And then amazingly,
rolling that up, but yeah.
And then amazingly, Putin goes into the Ukraine. We haven't heard another word about Hillary Clinton. Remember, who sold 20% of our radioactive materials to Russia? Uranium 1, using a front company in Toronto, Uranium 1. Hillary, as the State Department, sold to Putin. You think there isn't some favors wanted there? This isn't what he's been doing in Ukraine has been a joke militarily. Serious.
Yeah.
The body count, if it was a real war,
that doesn't lessen the
body,
suffering.
Yeah, the body, I understand. I'm not saying that, but right. I'm saying from and pull the human emotion out of it and stand back and look at it from an analytical point. Something screwy there. The whole thing is weird. And the fact that we would pull back, and this is a NATO ally, Ukraine. Is this how we treat our allies?
But not part of NATO, but a NATO ally, right.
Still, that's huge.
Yes, it is.
And a NATO ally, okay? something really stinks about all of that. I haven't quite pinned it all down. It just seemed strange that when Hillary was thrown on the carpet and there was going to be something coming out, they were going to do something, then all of a sudden, bam, like literally within days, Putin is engaging the Ukraine.
Well, you know,
thanks. And it's a series of distractions. The SCOTUS leak.
A series of distractions. You know, I take issue not with you, but with everything's a distraction. Well, you and I and the listeners and viewers, we can do more. We can pay attention to more than one thing at a time, right? Okay, but the distractions are being imposed by the legacy media. But go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, but there's tons of distractions. They've been just doing it for years.
Sure they have.
For decades. They've been doing it since I've been alive. But you take this SCOTUS leak.
Yep.
This, in itself, that's a sacred thing. The Supreme Court of the United States. That's pretty sacred. Okay? It's part of our democratic process that protects this republic. That SCOTUS leak is just as serious as the voter fraud.
Okay, how so?
One, SCOTUS, okay, any leak that's going on in there is a problem, okay, especially on the Roe versus Wade thing, okay? That was leaked out intentionally for media. But the point is, whatever they're talking about in there, until they say it and make it a decision, I don't need to hear about it. I might hear that they're going to talk about it, but this person, whoever leaked it, which I hope they throw in the can, okay, they said, well, hope they lose their job. I don't know if that's just one of many things that happens to this little scumbag, whoever it is. And I think it'll trail back to one of the new appointees myself. But I think because that is a pretty heavy duty part of the democratic process of America, and then you take what they've done with the voter fraud, we've been violated.
In every sense of the word, violated.
Think about it.
Yes.
What else do we have that's sacred? They've assaulted the churches.
Right.
And here's the sad part. The churches have backed down.
Exactly.
That just perturbs me no end, because I go back and I think about it. I grew up in a Baptist church. My preacher would have come and kicked your butt.
Back then, but not now.
Back in the day. My preacher would have been the first one to pick up a rifle. I'm not kidding. Because yep. He believed in God, and he believed in the country, and he believed in all those Christians and patriots sitting in front of him. And this is where we've all just thrown down our weapons and walked away. Oh, well, it'll fix itself. No, it won't.
Okay, let me do this. Let me kind of work. I'm kind of flipping the script.
Yeah, we got a scripter to keep.
But
up
you know
with
what?
Too.
It doesn't matter, because this is and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, when you have conversations with your coworkers, your family, your friends, I know a lot of you are searching for a way to red pill them. And it's difficult because they're under the spell of the legacy media. But, okay, so with respect to the latest thing you were talking about, the SCOTUS leak. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to ask you this before I bring this clip up. But let me ask you, you just said something. And I don't want people to, or I don't want this to go unchecked here. You said you think maybe one of the new appointees?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say that?
Gut feeling.
Trust his gut feelings, but go ahead.
Plus, it's been so sacred for so long with well-established justices.
Ah.
Yes. So, with the lack of ethics that many of the new generations bring to any table.
Right.
I'm gonna blame one of the new appointees.
Okay. All right.
Or their clerk.
Right.
Okay. But the point is, I'm sorry, you're responsible for your clerks. You're responsible for everything that happens in your office.
Okay. Well, here's.
So I'm sorry. That's just what I think.
Okay. Here's my thinking. Let me see if I can bring this back. Okay. So here's my thinking about this. To you and folks who can listen to this. All right. So When I saw, again, I addressed this yesterday. So when I saw the leak, the first draft, it's not set in stone. So there could be justices swayed. I mean, the majority opinion is just kind of like a first draft. So it's not formalized. So my immediate thought was, this is not a leak or just a leak, but this is an intelligence operation designed, I think, for a number of reasons. Number one, to distract the public from things that are going on right now. But also, I think equally important is the fact that the justices who authored the or signed on to the first draft, as well as those who have said nothing, one or two, they could be swayed into changing their vote by way of violence, right? Because exactly. I have a problem with the timing.
Because they're putting up barricades right now in front of their houses. They're planning on going to these justices' homes and protesting.
Yep.
Oh, man. I say if you show up and protest at a justice home, you go to jail.
Okay. How does that comport with the fact that we have freedom to protest here in the United States?
Yeah, but these people always, here it's a security issue.
Okay.
With the justices, they have no business. But seriously, if you go back, this is all related to a crime.
True.
So if you're going to expound on that crime or act on that crime, I'm sorry, you just became an accomplice to a crime. Do we have the right to protest? Absolutely. It's like up in Ottawa. Hey, the truckers have a right to go into Ottawa. I don't know. I was watching YouTube this weekend. The motorcycle people were going up there, people on motorcycles, and they were arresting them as soon as they showed up.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on here? You know, and I sit there and I see that and I go, you know what? They don't even do that in some of the most hardcore countries in the world. And Canada is great. They put one guy in jail for, it was blowing bubbles out of his bus. He had like an old hippie bus. He was blowing bubbles out of it, and they actually arrested him. I watched it on YouTube, and I'm like, this is nuts. This is crazy. Since when can't you protest? Since when can't you have an opinion? I think there's a big difference between marching to a Capitol and protesting as opposed to going to someone's house, throwing eggs at it, yelling crap at their kids or whatever, why their wife or children when they're going in and out, or you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think that's two different realms there.
Okay.
Because the second one was based on a crime.
And that's a great point. And I'm going to go back to the leak itself, because I think it's important to note that this first draft opinion, I can't get past the point that this was began circulating back in February 10th to be exact. Okay. So, and the decision, the actual decision was scheduled to be released on or about June 26th. So I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, okay, why now? But to address what you said about the possibility of who might have been behind this and the fact that they should be arrested, drawn, quartered, and their head should be on a pike, in my view, in front of the Supreme Court. That to me, I believe, there's a reason why it was released now. Now, again, there could be a number of reasons. It's the gift that keeps on giving. But I believe personally that it was, when you look at things, just real quick here, the fact that when you consider that each Supreme Court justice has four clerks working for them, that probably narrows it down to one of 16 working for the four Democratic, now on the left, appointed justices. This is my thinking. And the fact that some are praising this leak shows how utterly craven we have become in the political realm. But I think if I was to guess, just from my investigative viewpoint, which is a little bit contrary to yours, but I'm willing to entertain everything, I would think it would be one of two of people working for Sotomayor, to be precise. But I don't know, you know. But the fact
It bothers me. I'll buy that. But it's created protest. That's the thing. It's already created. It's like, don't you even dare think about this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we just got. It's like the kid that's eyeing the candy on the counter, you know?
Well,
and mom looks over and goes, don't you even think about it.
Let's see what Joey Sixplug.
I just sent you the pick of the day as far as the protesters doing, Eric. This one, I'm sorry, made me laugh.
Okay.
It'll pop up in your email here in a second. Okay.
All right.
Feel free to put it on the screen.
All right. Now, in the meantime, though, let's take a look at the potato head in the
White House.
Yeah, Joey Sixplug.
Who, when they talked about the leak, he didn't have a thing to say about, well, this should have never happened, blah, blah, blah. He went right on to talking about midterms and all. It's like, well, this shows the seriousness of the midterm. What?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
But see, moron? Never let a crisis go to waste kind of thing. And yes. we have to get the vote out. And okay, so this is clip number 8 on for the folks following at home. All of this is at HagmanReport.com in the program description box. This is a radical decision. Now, Joe Biden condemns leaked SCOTUS opinion. 10 seconds worth. Watch this.
It concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision in case number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used. Right. And it would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question. I realize this goes back a long way, but one of the debates I had with Robert Bork was whether Griswold versus Connecticut should stand as law. The state of Connecticut said that the privacy of your bedroom, you, a husband and wife or a couple, could not choose to use contraception. To use the contraception was a violation of the law. If the rationale of the decision as released were to be sustained, a whole range of rights are in question. A whole range of rights. And the idea we're letting the states make those decisions, localities make those decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done. So okay, it goes far beyond.
You can cut that. I had the wrong clip there, but
I love the Secret Service agent's face in there. He's like, man, do I really have to? I got to take a bullet for this guy?
Yeah. So, okay. So what he went on, though, he's more outraged, not by the fact that the sanctity of that institution is no longer, but this is the same guy that voted to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Okay. Tucker Carlson had made that, had mm-hmm. made sure people knew about that. But now
this is the same guy that used to call black people by the N-word.
Exactly.
In chambers, he would say it.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
Now think about how they flipped the script on this one, because Biden, okay, so we were saying, for example, Roe v. Wade was responsible ultimately, or kind of grease the skids for decisions like Obergefell and others. Okay. So now what he's saying is, well, this is going to work the other way, where it's greasing the skids, where you will not be able to, anything done in the privacy of your own home will be now in jeopardy based on this. So he's not even attacking the leak. He's attacking the decision.
Thank you. And what further ramifications right. that he deems could possibly happen. But you know what? Any law that's passed will have repercussions, you old fart.
Exactly.
Grandpa, put it to bed.
Okay, which brings me now. Okay, it brings me now to this. I want to deviate from, but get back to this. But deviate from this, because as I said earlier, and you put the exclamation point on this, you and I, folks, Christian conservatives, Christian nationalists are the enemy. All right? Christian conservatives, Christian nationalists are the enemy. Clip number 5. This should frighten, or not frighten, but concern every American on the planet. This is clip 5. This is the 10-second video, which I was thinking of earlier. This is Biden calling the Christian nationalists, the people who are America first, domestic terrorists. Here it is, clip 5.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
in recent American history.
So what he just said there, Randy Taylor, he puts the target.
I like how he retracted himself there. Most radical ones in history. Recent history.
Right.
Because if you want to talk about the most radical ones in history are the ones that grabbed up their rifles and pitchforks and swords and decided to take on the British. You know, the guys in red that showed up dressed like targets. Those guys were pretty radical back then. You know, today they would be considered terrorists.
Well,
stop and think about your calling. Think about that. Our forefathers would be terrorists.
Okay, so
they would be MAGA.
Exactly, because that American exceptionalism. We aren't. I love it. So okay, now there's one more clip that kind of bolsters what you and I are saying here. This is about 3 minutes in length. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. Old habits are to break. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. Watch this. This is Tulsi Gabbard on Hannity. I'm not a fan necessarily anymore of Hannity, but Tulsi Gabbard says a few things that you had said earlier off air to me. And I think this is important to pay attention to what Tulsi Gabbard, regardless of what you think of her, listen to the words coming out of her mouth, as well as Hannity. But here is clip number 6 for those following along at home in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Go ahead. Yep, but let's see here. We're looking for the audio on this. Okay.
Tulsi, I'd love to get your reaction to Biden saying the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that's existed in recent American history. Let's start with Antifa, BLM, the group BLM. What do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? Well, you're a Democrat. How do you react to that? Because it's obviously ridiculous.
It's worse than ridiculous, Sean. It is absolutely despicable and outrageous. When you look at the president of the United States of America calling millions of Americans essentially terrorists, people who politically opposed him or voted against him, he's calling them terrorists in an attempt to intimidate them into silence. And we know this is because we've heard this before from both him and his attorney general. You'll remember when his attorney general said, you know, anyone who holds extremist or anti-authority views will be targeted for investigation and potential prosecution by their domestic terrorist unit. So he's essentially saying that this quote-unquote MAGA crowd are worse than terrorists. This is outrageous. And so for every American who's watching, every American who's seen this, no matter how you feel about the MAGA crowd, this is an authoritarian assault on our freedom. And we need to stand together very strongly against this attempt to intimidate and silence anyone who holds political views that are different from or opposed to what this president and his administration are furthering. This is an assault on our democracy.
I want your thoughts on the rush to cling to this potential decision in the Supreme Court that would overrule Roe v. Wade. Number one, Joe Biden supported a constitutional amendment to get rid of it. Interesting, he's not been asked the question. Ruth Bader Ginsburg pretty much saying and arguing what I had said all my career, which I thought it was bad law. It'll be returned to the states. Abortion is not going to be unavailable or illegal in America. So they're demagoguing that issue. I'm arguing the reason they're doing it is because they don't have anything else that they can run on and say, hey, we did this, this and this, and we're all better off because of it. Am I wrong?
Well, I think when you look at the different efforts to assault our freedom and democracy, it continuously points to the fact that they're afraid of the people. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of this question being put to the people through their state legislatures, for the people's voices to be heard. I think it's also critical to point out that this leak sets a very, very dangerous precedent for our Supreme Court for three important reasons. Number one is, first of all, this person is a thief who stole this information, released it with a very specific intent to try to incite protesters and intimidate and pressure our Supreme Court justices to make a political decision rather than a decision that is based on the Constitution. Number two, we have the fact that, the Supreme Court is not in place to legislate from the bench. People's representatives at the state level, at the federal level, are charged to make laws, not the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court needs to make decisions based on the Constitution. And the Department of Justice, lastly, needs to go and prosecute this crime, which is exactly what it is, and make an example out of the person who leaked this information, because our Supreme Court justices cannot operate under the fear that they will have partisan political activists in their house intimidating and threatening their ability to do their job per the Constitution.
And there was apparently Justice Alito was supposed to give remarks at an event, and he had to cancel. And we know why. Tulsi Gabbard, always great to have you. Thank you.
So to me, Randy Taylor is with me right now, and God bless that man, because you know what? It's keep him in your prayers, because it's rough,
please,
man. Yes. We need him back whole and operative again. Not that he's not operative right now. He's just a little bit down on the, so we need
him. I'm what we call slightly hindered.
Slightly hindered, right. And you know what? Even at your slight hindrance, having that, you're more effective than a lot of people I can think of. So I appreciate that.
I'm still coming. I'm heading your way. The SCOTUS is really, they don't make the laws, and everybody likes to say, well, they made the law. No, they didn't.
No.
They're not legislators. SCOTUS is simply there to provide an analytical understanding of the U.S. Constitution. That's it.
And you know what?
They render decisions.
If the left was so inclined to codify, Roe v. Wade. Since 1973, there were 12 or 14 supermajority Congresses where they could have done so, and they didn't do it because they knew the American people would not have the stomach for it, and there'd be a lot of pushback. It was unpopular. So that's very interesting. But that Hannity clip, very basic political discussion as opposed to the larger issue. Now, I don't want to take more of your time, but I want to play this next clip. You talk about the unhinged response, especially by people in power. This is more than just a political issue. When you look at this, folks, and hear this, if you are listening to this just audio only, but when you hear this, I want you to think and see this. I want you to think about, there's something else here to this infanticide debate. Watch Elizabeth Warren here just become unhinged. This is only 50 seconds.
What a fruitcake. Yeah.
Exactly. 50. This is clip number 7. It's 52 seconds in length. Elizabeth Warren losing her mind. And again,
what's
left of exactly the Liawatha, as she is known, Liawatha. I wonder if she had a meltdown when she. I gave you the wrong link again.
We can find out when easy. It's on the news everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of their Democrat front runners. You know, that shows you how stupid the Democrats are in New England. They keep putting this broad in office.
Okay. I just clicked on that link. It's going to an ad, of course, and then it plays. So I don't know. This is clip number 7. I don't know what happened in the. You sure you don't have it?
We got to watch some Rogaine ads first.
ED problem, right? I can resend the link to you. It's probably got some. But you know what? I mean. Yeah, from the beginning. Do we have it? Okay, here it is. Watch this, folks.
She's so special.
Oh, yeah. Liawatha. hang on a second. We have to dispense with the obligatory ED ad and the... here it is.
I am angry. Angry and upset. Angry and upset and determined. Angry for decades now. And
you so angry? You.
I am angry.
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades.
Well, I am here because I am angry. We are not going back.
Not ever. Now watch what she does.
Not ever.
Watch this.
Not ever.
It's coming. What the heck was that?
Decades.
Cut that off. Next caller.
Okay. The origin of that particular clip will be, again, the link.
Now you can pop up that picture I sent you to show the mental level of these people.
Okay. All right. We're working on that.
These are the type of people that would be in that crowd listening to that ding-a-ling. What? She belongs on a mental institution. She really does. She's not right.
No, not at all.
And she lies blatantly. And the thing is, people still support her. And I'm like, man, you guys really lowered the standards for a public official here.
But, you know, I just get the sense that this is not about the Supreme Court. This is something much more personal, much more vicious.
She's absolutely flipping out.
Exactly. And so that's are not, others.
That's the nutty part of this. And I sit here and I look at these people and I think when we started killing our young is when God looked at us and said, you know, I gave you this beautiful country. You're the newest country on the planet. I gave this to you. And this is how you thank me. This is how you worship me. This is how you pay me reverence to kill my babies. I think that's when we open this can of worms, and we got to get that lid back on that can of worms.
We are the enemy. How do we accomplish that?
And I don't want to go to, I don't want this coming up later in trial, though. Maybe we're going to join in cells. Who knows?
Laughing.
Just take me out on the battlefield.
And see, Christians, boy, I'll tell you what. Some Christians believe, well, you know, we can't stop this. It's prophetic. You know what? We can't stop prophecy, but we can slow it down so our children and their children can enjoy some level of normalcy.
And okay. We hear that a lot. What you just said is what bothers me because it promotes complacency among Christians.
It does.
And I just, you know, I understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I understand how God made a new covenant with man. I've got that down to a science. It's not too much about the Bible you're going to tell me. I don't know. Okay. And I've studied that. We went from an eye for an eye to turn the other cheek. Okay. But at the same time, that phrase in itself has created such a complacency among Christians. It makes me embarrassed sometimes when people run around claiming to be Christians and they have that complacent attitude of, oh, it's just going to happen.
You know,
what if Israel back in the Old Testament had that?
Exactly.
Complacency.
I'm sending you
shame
a book.
Shame on you. Shame on you people that are complacent. Shame on you.
Exactly. We are not living up to what our God's mandate.
I'm this far at any minute from hitting the dirt. Okay. And I'm ready to fight. So shame on you complacent Christians. I'm in a wheelchair right now. You people don't know that. I've been reduced to a wheelchair and I still would fight.
You have a kind of an FDR esque thing going on there where it certainly doesn't appear that way. All right.
Old Ironside.
There you go. Let's show if you have it there. Let's show the picture. What was that? Okay, I sent it to you just now. You don't have it. Okay. There's a picture of a woman standing with a sign saying, I wish my mom would have aborted me. Excuse me, aborted me.
When I saw that this morning, I choked on my coffee, man, or my tea. I don't drink coffee, but I choked on my tea.
Exactly.
I thought, if I wasn't a Christian, I would say, well, I wish you had to.
I'm not sure.
Every soul can be changed and saved.
There you go. because, as you said before, given your origins, your mom could have aborted you. Okay.
Yeah. That was very, and you know that.
Yeah.
That's a very sensitive subject with me.
But there's another component to this that this all is integrated, I believe. And you and I have spoken about this, but I believe this is all connected. And one of the.
To 2030, actually.
To 2030. But there's another, and if this is all right, we're going to go to clip number 9, okay? This is something that I know you need some lead time there because it's ad heavy in the beginning. Again, all of this will be at HagmanReport.com. And by the way, I'm sending about the Christian complacency. I'm going to make sure you have a book next Thursday. Steve Quayle and myself are going to be talking with John Dyslin. And he wrote a book called Nehemiah Strong. I've got to tell you, I read that book. There was one. People ask me to write blurbs for their books quite frequently. So, but I don't do it without reading the book because I want to know. I'm not going to blurb something if I don't.
Absolutely.
And I read that book. And I'm thinking, you know, I thought of Randy Taylor. I thought of people like Randy Taylor, like myself. What do we do as Christians? What are we allowed to do, mandated, biblically permitted to do, biblically required to do? And you know what? He maps it out there scripturally. And good. We are not supposed to. So I'm going to make sure you get a copy of that book.
But please, I'm looking forward to that, sir.
And the thing is, like, you know, 70 pounds, okay? I'm kidding, but it's a hefty book. And I've got. When I read that, I'm thinking, man, every Christian needs to see this because we have to fight. We, you know, and I'm sick and tired, like you. I'm sick and tired of these milquetoast Christians out there saying, "Yeah, hey, well, you got
it." It just makes. I'm going to tell you a little story here. My kid, and she came over. She sat down next to me last night. It was Friday night, and she said that her friend, one of her little friends there at school, said that. That veterans deserve no respect because they murdered people. Now, this little girl's parents are Christians. And my daughter told me that. And my chin hit the floor. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, those are Christian parents promoting that type of thought process? Are you kidding me? I was floored. I was so angry that I was fixing to lay down the law and say, none of them are allowed on the property again. But I, you know, it's my kid in school. And also I just, and I'm going to tell you something. It's hard for a kid to be conservative in today's schools. No, it is. No, to the point of physical threats.
We have gotten, yeah, we have seen so what's going on in the schools. I'm in favor of eradicating the Department of Education. I mean, just blow it up. Be done.
Oh, yeah. They can take their critical race theory and run that right up sideways.
And the critical race theory is a necessary component to the Agenda 2030, the mm-hmm. big, in fact,
Did you see what DeSantis did?
Yes.
What he did was fantastic because he had people actually go in and interpret things that you would have to actually analyze it to see how the critical race theory was being worded in.
Right.
And you don't even know it, but subconsciously it's planting that seed back here. And think about that. These are young minds. You try and teach me something, you know what I mean? And I'm resistant to it. Good luck. You're just batting your gums. All right. But a kid, they absorb this stuff because they think they're supposed to, because they're in school and they want good grades. And a lot of them are afraid of upsetting their teacher by disagreeing with them. A teacher's political views, sexual views, or anything become something that my kid needs to know about?
It's misplaced, but misplaced by design. Critical theory, critical race theory, legal theory, and CRT were all created by Marxists to reinvent their argument, remain mm-hmm. relevant, and pursue their goals of destroying this country and the entire West. And I believe
nobody wants to put the Marxism tag on it.
Well, it's birthed in Marxism or birthed by Marxism.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Because we're getting short on time here, I want to play this. This is a 44-second segment of a video done by Band Video. And this really, I think, encapsulates this montage of these Satan worshiping. This is the most repulsive thing you can see. This takes me back to, again, working with Russ's team and seeing what, well, I can't even describe this adequately, but think about what you're about to see and hear and relate it to the SCOTUS release decision and the pushback from this. Clip number 9, 44 seconds. Go ahead.
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
Jesus, I am so tired of seeing this. You know what? I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh, no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Reuse, recycle, and burn them.
It's banned video. The link will be in the program's description box. But my goodness, Randy Taylor, that's demonic.
The part that floors me too, Doug, you know, and I hate to say this, but all the women that pop up in these videos, there's not enough alcohol in the world that would lead to that.
Or paper bags.
Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, paper bag candidates up there going, abortion. Well, it's easy for you to say because chances are you're never going to get pregnant in the first place. Okay? That would require some really demented dude. I don't understand these people. I don't get it. It's like another thing that's bearing down on us. Pay attention, people. Fight it. We don't want the voting ages lowered.
No.
These kids haven't even paid taxes. They don't know anything. They don't know what to wear to school.
If they go to school.
They don't know how to put gas in the car if dad didn't do it. And you're going to tell them, hey, pick the next leader of the free world.
But they know how to get certain piercings and color their hair purple and stuff like that.
And something else that was pointed out to me, and this is really, this boils it down, especially when I look at that, the admiral from PA, that's running the health department. Anyway, we're listening to a government, okay, that can't decide the difference between who's a boy and who's a girl. But you're going to have them make these decisions.
Well, speaking of that, okay, the perversity is the means to an end. This is out of the Federalist. This is a page. Biden's HHS secretary, cutting off kids' genitals is health care, and taxpayers should pay for it. Now, this is Bacara, but underneath Bacara is Admiral Dick Levine, or Dickless Levine, but it's Dick Levine, Rachel Levine. But
her favorite Twinkie.
Yeah, exactly. But consider this. Okay. And you had mentioned the military. Well, regardless. But look, Biden's HHS secretary cutting off kids' genitals is health care and taxpayers should pay for it. How far have we fallen?
Thank you. Yeah. If we're not killing them, we're mutilating them later to change their sex. These are children, man. How can a 5-year-old know whether they want to be a boy or a girl? And guess what? God dropped you on this planet with a penis. You're a boy.
Yeah. The doctor didn't make a mistake.
And that's the end of it.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just hoping for that day that my daughter comes out and tells me that there's a man in the bathroom.
Well, yeah. Clean up on aisle 6.
You'll post my bond, right?
I will.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be there, as and vice versa, because I've often said,
I don't have any money, Doug. I'll have to break you out personally. I can't bond you out. I can bomb you out.
If it's done in New York, I think it, or in California, I think I'd be okay because no bond, right? Or no cash bail. Let's go. Okay. So to tie this up in the remaining 10 minutes we have, Clip number four, proof conspiracy theorists were right all along. I had a couple of more, but I wanted to get into probably the best of the two would be this one. It's about 2 minutes, 40 seconds. It'd be a hard stop after that. This, I believe it's Greg Reese, if I'm not mistaken. Randy Taylor, this is, you know, for all the times that we've said, or people have said, well, you guys are nuts. You know, you're nuts. I'm nuts.
I like it.
Yeah. Well here we are.
That's right. Here we are. Remember that.
Here we are.
We're still here.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I've paid dearly for, and you've paid dearly. We've both paid dearly in different ways for that, you know,
privilege.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, deplatformed, you know, canceled, harassed, lawfare. It's just amazing. So talk about pay and harassed on. So yeah,
you folks, you have no idea the crap that Doug goes through.
You really don't.
I know, but you're the head of this outfit. You take a lot more flack than I ever do, buddy.
Yeah, there are times I want to go to the beach and just say, you know, okay, I had enough. But take a listen and take a look at this. I think this kind of wraps it up, and I think this really kind of says really everything that it's all connected. America's a captured operation. The globalists are after us, and all of this is interconnected. Here it is. This is clip number four in the program description box. Go ahead.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, you shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. And now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame. This isn't shaming. This is the truth.
Maybe they should be shamed. Are the unvaccinated.
This is a situation of an outbreak and a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean,
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part? All the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. I got the vaccine! Please help me. We need help.
All right. So while that was specific to the injecticide shot, I think that speaks to the larger legacy media, the unelected people who are pushing an agenda, whether it's that or CRT or whatever it might be. We are seeing the template. That shows the template and how Americans and people in the West they're trying to keep us uninformed, misinformed, and yet you've got this Department of this division, the Disinformation Governance Board, saying, you know what, you're all enemies now of the of the state, and you have targets on your back. So that kind of, if you apply that template to all of the things that we were talking about, although that was very specific, I think that really makes the issue. Go ahead.
If this isn't Hitler-esque thinking, I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
I mean, they're trying to bring this in, and the people that promoted communism in this world, yeah, they came in and killed millions of people. But what we're doing is we're being taken over without a shot being fired. That's the sad part. Talk about a bunch of little girls. What's going on here?
And we still have our guns.
Yeah, I know. Imagine if we didn't. That's the part that floors me. That's the part that is flooring me.
So, and to wrap this up, we've got about 5 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly time flies with you here. Saddled up next to me, folks, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. That's his email.
I am so happy to be on here with you folks right before this wonderful weekend of Mother's Day. Let's not let our moms down.
Remember mom this weekend.
They taught us right. We're the ones that dropped the ball.
That's right.
Let's pick that ball back up and make mom proud.
That's right. Amen to that.
Yeah.
If we can put up that image that it's attached, this is, I don't know who to credit with this, but this appeared on Conservative Treehouse, and it struck me as being something that you, me, others can relate to. And for the radio listeners, there's a split image coming up here. On the left, there is a lion with a cub saying, "It is time to stop accepting things we cannot change."
Yes.
And on the right is, "And start changing the things we cannot accept." And there it is on your screen. It'll be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com for your, or go to conservatoryhouse.com and get it. But there it is. Isn't that what we're doing right now? Isn't that what we need to do?
Yeah. And folks, it's, you know what? They're coming after us for even things we say on the air.
Yes.
Okay. So bear in mind, all right, this fight's just getting started. All right. And we intend to see it through. So rally up. Don't just listen to us and go rah, rah, rah. Okay. Start thinking of things. Start thinking of ways that we can take our country back. It doesn't have to be violent. Sometimes it may have to be. But I'm not going to call that ball because I don't want to go to jail. But if you're a Christian and you're a patriot, read your Bible. The answer is there. Okay. And don't ever be ashamed of your Lord. Don't be like Peter and deny him. Because every time that we turn our back on this, every time a baby's killed, we've turned our back one more time on the Lord.
Amen.
And I want you to think about million. That. I didn't Plus. Put Judas. I didn't make you into Judas. I'm calling you Peter.
There it is. I'm gonna say this and then give you the last words here. Look, we have been labeled as extremists because we believe in God. We believe in truth. We believe in justice. We believe in protecting our children from pedophiles. We follow the Bible. We follow the Constitution. We long and ask for clean cities free of junkies and crap on the streets, literally the illegal alien criminals that occupy these cities, human traffickers. How long, I ask you, until they start asking the national question of how do we solve the America First crowd problem? I wonder if their final solutions to that question might be, I wonder what they might look like. Very soon, the new Ministry of Truth will be tasked with shutting down you, me, Randy Taylor, and everyone listening and watching by whatever means necessary. So my question is, what will Americans do when there's no other option but rope or the cartridge box? And you know what, folks? They're going to find out in short order how effective that will be. Opposing evil is never wrong, no matter if the effort is overt or covert. Last words, a minute to you.
They didn't build those FEMA camps for nothing.
Yep.
Tell you folks, they're out there, they're operational. Every one of them has a set of train tracks going into it, and they've got containers to put our bodies in. They can put 9 or 10 people in. They've got stacks and stacks and stacks of these. Don't forget the things that Alex showed you on film years ago. It's not a joke. Okay. You don't talk about it anymore, but those FEMA camps are operational. They're not being used as prisons. They're sitting empty. Guess who they're waiting for? I'm not going to prison. Let me tell you that. I can promise you that. So stand with me. Stand with Doug. Okay. Now, if I got to go to the pearly gates defending my country, I'll do that. And I don't want to be alone when I get there.
Nor will you be.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's. I always get Mother's Day cards, believe it or not. You know the inference there around this time. So anyway, Randy Taylor, at HagmanReport.com. Send him an email. God bless you, Randy. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you.
Right on. We'll see you again.
All right. Folks, have a great night. Remember, just a day and a half left for Pure Body Extra. HagmanReport.com. Click on the link. God bless you. Stay safe. Good night.